Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Minutes on the timer, and the subject is breakups.
I'd imagine you being a bit of like militant in the breakup, just looking at her in her eyes. She's crying, and you just go, "It's got to be this way, bitch."
You know me so well. It's the only way. You've got to pull the plaster off, mate. Healthier for both of you.
What was the first thing that popped into your head when you thought of the word breakups?
Trauma.
Really?
They're horrible breakups. I mean, they're horrible because in my experiences, I've never like disliked the person I was breaking up with. I still held them very dear to me as a friend and as a person, and seeing another person upset is really hard. I've never actually been broken up with. I've always been the heartbreaker.
How many breakups have you instigated, Windy?
It must be 7 or 8, but
serious
ones, 3, like of serious relationships, 3.
So you've always been the person to end a relationship?
Yeah.
What is it that you just felt bored or the person wasn't right for you?
Yeah, it wasn't going in the right direction for either of us.
You've had this 8 times in your life. And you know the feeling that creeps into you when you're thinking, right, at some stage in the next couple of months, this has got to happen. And you've had that feeling 8 times in your life.
So the last two were the most like serious ones, where I was an adult. One of them we were living together. The other one, it was getting to the point where we were practically living together with the amount we stayed over each other's places. And they felt like serious relationships. So, you know, we knew each other's families, but kind of embedded in each other's lives. That's a proper breakup as far as I see it.
Yeah.
How
was that one?
The last one, if I describe that, we always got on really, really well. Had a lot of love for her as a human being, but the relationship was just not going in the direction that I wanted it to go in. And to be honest, it wasn't going in the direction that she wanted it to go in, but neither of us were brave enough to accept that. The other thing was that I'd started working with someone who is now my current girlfriend.
Please don't tell me you did the honourable thing and broke up before something happened.
Yeah, I did.
You're such a nice guy. I knew it would be that way.
Not that I thought that necessarily something would happen, because I actually thought my girlfriend was out of my reach and I thought she was too good for me. But what I thought was, I'm feeling things for this person that as someone in a relationship, I shouldn't be feeling. I shouldn't be like feeling like the early butterflies of falling in love. Like it felt really wrong to like, I was going home every night. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't like we were having really awful evenings where we were arguing or anything like that, but I just felt guilty. I felt like,
yeah,
I felt like I was living a double life. I felt like I was cheating, even though I wasn't, because in my head I was thinking, you jump from A to Z, don't you, when you're falling in love?
Yeah, of course.
Even if you've not had a conversation with that person, you start like thinking about what it would be like to be with them. And I was doing that whilst also being in a relationship, which was really, really hard. And it wasn't fair to me. It wasn't fair to her. So had to do it. And the process of doing it is just so utterly gut-wrenching. It's so hard to like sit down and tell someone that you don't think you can be together anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's I've never experienced this, but I can hear it in your voice. And I truly believe you. And I'm sure your partner's listening. And that's the quality of the man you've got. Someone who makes tough decisions because they're right and wrong. Because I can tell you 100%, 99% of the other men out there just kind of do what they want and deal with the consequences later. That's probably too much. But that it's so much more mature to do what you did and confront a problem that you know is there rather than just letting it fester. Or what would happen is maybe you never would have got with your current girlfriend at the time.
Yeah,
and that you would have just had this feeling of unrequited love and you would have maintained that relationship for longer than you should have done. Mm-hmm. And it would have become
toxic.
Probably something else. Yeah, it might have become toxic. And, you know, and I think and it might not have done, because actually the only breakup of any significance that I've ever gone through was with my previous girlfriend. And I was with her for a long, long time, 18 to 32, 14 years. But the last few years of our relationship shouldn't have happened. But we were neither of us were brave enough to make that jump.
Mm.
We would live together, you know, cared deeply. You don't spend that long time with someone without like really being concerned for them and caring for them. Like, but that what you are or what you were as a relationship to what you are is completely different. And being adult enough to acknowledge it eventually is what means that, you know, we still get on. So, but other relationships, like I think about what my parents, you know, that, and just what other people do is that they don't make that decision. They're not conscious of it. And they stay in a relationship long enough to end up cheating, or they're a type of person that just cheats and they don't have much feeling or guilt or remorse for it. But yeah, breakups are really, really, really difficult. But my one was quite easy, because it came to a point where we just knew there's nothing here anymore, is there?
Like a football manager leaving a football club, mutual termination.
Yeah, it was a mutual, yeah, we walked away, mutually agreed that this wasn't, and actually, yeah.
Who instigated the conversation?
it was a long conversation that happened over many months, even a year. Like, we weren't even, we were in separate rooms. I was sleeping in the front room. It was like, it was over, but we were the convenience of being in each other's lives on a day-to-day basis kept us together longer than it should. Like, there was no romance, there was no electricity. That had gone a long time ago. It was just convenience. And that's not a negative feeling. It's nice. It was comfortable. It was comfortable. I knew I was going home. We're going to have dinner, watch a film. It was comfortable, but it's not. It wasn't for either of us.
Fulfilling.
Yeah, like the relationships are supposed to engorge you with positive feeling and sometimes negative feeling as well, but they're supposed to make you feel something. And as long as the good outweighs the bad by a significant amount, then you're in a good relationship. But when it makes when it's an even keel, it's like there is no swing either way. Then you know it's over, and yeah, I think we both feel like that, and our lives are better now for it. And you know, we still speak on the phone, and it's all good. But yeah, it's that's my only experience of breakup. I went from that 14-year relationship, into a 6-year relationship, pretty much, you know. So there were things happening towards the end of our relationship, like we decided that obviously there's no physical attraction to each other anymore, so we would see other people at the same time as living in the same house.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a part of that breakup period, but this is over a period of about 2 or 3 years, and so it's a weird situation, but ultimately healthy and positive, if not conventional.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And what about the practicalities of like hitting the button and saying, that's it, this is the day where we go our separate ways? Who stayed in the house? How did you go about resolving those kind of issues?
She stayed in the house, and my mum lived on the same road.
Oh, wow.
But she happened to be moving away to Birmingham. Actually, no, that's not true. We shared the flat that where my mum lived for a while, and then she fell in love with another man. Not, you know, because her husband passed away a while back before that, and she fell in love and moved. And so I just had this flat in London in Crouch End, just completely convenient, the right time. And she stayed in the last flat, I stayed in this one, and
so it was
great. Because of course I had the it was perfect. But I don't know why it happens, but it tends to be the men that go out and find a new, unless the girl falls in love with someone else and she's got somewhere to go. Typically, men are the ones that leave. It always seems to be that way. I don't know.
Yeah, I moved back to my parents temporarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Just took myself out of the equation. Like, we did stay. I remember we had to carry on living together for, I think it was at least a week, which was really, like, just awkward. Really awkward, yeah. Because she was really upset. I was really upset.
Did you tell her that you have feelings for someone else?
I can't remember.
Do you think you should have done, or is it sometimes good to hold some stuff back?
I don't think it mattered, to be honest. I think it was an irrelevance that from her perspective, that I had feelings for someone else, because the main thing was that I didn't see a future in our relationship. And I was being honest. I wasn't withholding information to spare feelings or anything like that. I was dealing with what I thought were the most important elements of it, which is, I don't see this working out for the pair of us, and I want something different with my life. I want a different course. I want my life to take a different course. But yeah, we had to live together for, I think it was a week, 2 weeks.
Why?
Maybe. Just practically, like, through work. I mean, the other thing was she was really, like, torn up, understandably, mate, because I'm a pretty great boyfriend, so mate, it's inevitable that she was going to be upset.
I'm surprised she even could get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Well, like, I did have to give her a bit of emotional support even after we'd split. Like, I was really upset as well. Don't get me wrong. It was horrible. Horrible, like, the week, the aftermath after. Because it feels like you're grieving. Because you are grieving for the death of that relationship. And it's difficult. But what was even more difficult was then, like, going home from work and being in the same space as someone who's really upset and doesn't really want to talk to you that much. And
was you eating together still? Was you suddenly on the sofa?
I was sleeping in a different, I think I was sleeping on the sofa, and I don't think we were eating. She was vegetarian, so we would quite often eat different meals anyway. But I think we stopped eating together, and I just tried to make sure I was either busy or out of the house as much as possible. Yeah, that wasn't great. But then I moved back. I moved back to my parents' place.
You did the right thing for sure. You'll wait for people will wait for a cataclysmic. Help me out here.
Cataclysmic.
Lovely, thank you. Moment in order for a relationship to end
or create a drama.
They'll create issues, or maybe they just don't respect their partners enough to not do stupid things like cheating.
Mm.
Like, they don't love them enough, or they don't want the situation and a part of someone acting out to the life that they've got, they go and go out and cheat and, you know, mess around with girls or vice versa, mess around with boys.
Have you ever been cheated on?
No, I've never been broken up with. I've never been cheated on. No. I think in my current, like, because I'm happy, I'm content. You know, we've been here, been together 6 years. I can't see a world where we're not having a lovely, happy future, and we've got lots of plans and things we want to do. Yeah, so something like that was to happen to me now, I think I'd understand how devastating it could be.
God, yeah.
And that is a risk, isn't it? Because you was a good man and you did the right thing and you couldn't help yourself with your feelings that you're feeling for your partner now. But and that could happen to me. That could happen to Ollie. And I do worry that sometimes that she might find someone that just blows her away. But as you know, I am an incredible catch, as you are too. So the likelihood of there being another guy who's better, I mean, very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. But say if, I don't know, Ruben Loftus-Cheek took an interest, I'm not sure much I could do about that.
I remember when I was in my teens, I'd been with my girlfriend for over a year. We were, you know, had a really nice relationship. We were both very happy. And she told me one day that she was at a party that I wasn't at. It was some different friends. And a guy asked her to dance. And she told him that she would kiss him, but she had a boyfriend. And
right.
I was devastated when she told me
that.
Absolutely devastated. And she couldn't really understand why. And I was a bit like,
relationship over.
Yeah.
Relationship done. Done and dusted. That's it. No coming back for it. For me, I could never... I'd never be able to get that image out of my head.
Yeah.
And I'd never be able to... I'd never be able to move on.
Just that feeling of rejection.
Yeah, and just in that moment, they want... I don't know. But how old was you in that instance?
I think I was 17.
Right. What I think that is, was she was testing the water. It might have happened, but by telling you, it was about creating drama.
Yeah, yeah.
About creating a moment that can be remembered or testing the water. That's what that was. Because if that happened and you did it, then the better thing would be just to move on and pretend it had never happened.
Cut the cord, walk away.
That's it. Well, I'm just also like, why would you tell? Why would you?
Our 15 minutes are up.